right. I just want to gauge where we're at this morning. Just wondered, who travelled to church by car? Anyone? What are you doing? Just there. Okay. Who travelled to church by bus? Are there buses on Sunday? Who travelled to church by bicycle? Anyone? Cycling, yes. Did you? You do? Okay. Who walked to church this morning? That's probably... Okay. A few. Who? Okay, what else is there? There's some people who flew to church this morning. Nobody? Are you sure? Well, they could have done. Okay, who went on one of those little bicycle push things? What are these called? Scooter. Who came on a scooter? Did you come on a scooter this morning? Oh, brilliant. I knew there was something else. Okay, well, we've all come to church, and we've come in various different ways. Walking, cycling, driving, having a lift. Oh, yes, who had a lift this morning? Did anyone have a lift to church? Oh, yes. A few people over there. Wonderful. We've all come in various different ways. We've all been on a journey, a small journey for some of us, Paula, who came in the car from across the road, and a longer journey for others of us. But we've all been on a little bit of a journey, and that's why we've got a road this morning, because this morning we're talking about journeys that we've been on. Long journeys, short journeys, journeys for holidays, journeys to work, things like that, journeys to school. And we've got our road, we've got our crossing. We've even got some red route there. Well, you can't park in that bit because you're not allowed. That's right. You're absolutely right. There's no stopping on a red route. So we've got a bit of a red route, and we've got across a little bit of a crossing down there, sort of, kind of-ish. But as we're talking about journeys, we don't just do journeys to and from places. We also have a journey that we call life. We go through life. And we experience lots of different things. And life starts in a certain place for each one of us. But let's start at the very beginning. Because in the Bible, it talks about the beginning of this world, the beginning of what we know. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. In the beginning, there was darkness. The Spirit of God was hovering over the water. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light, what did he call the light? Day. Excellent. And he called the darkness
night.
Brilliant. And that was evening. And there was morning, and that was the first day. God creating the world that we know right at the very beginning. And we're going to stand and worship our God this morning, who created the start of our journey. So let's stand together. Okay, so we've got our destinations there. You did very well. Because, you see, the places we go to, they're quite important, aren't they? I mean, otherwise we wouldn't go there. In fact, you could say that we lived our lives going from place to place. You know, we go to school, and we go to work, and we go to church, and we go to the shops, and we go for a coffee, and we go to the playground, and we go on holiday. We go lots of different places. We live from destination to destination, and even the things we look forward to in life. Like, what's coming up soon?
Christmas.
We look forward to Christmas. That's a destination. That's somewhere that we look forward to. We look forward to Easter. We look forward to half term, which unfortunately is just finishing. We look forward to going on holiday. We look forward to weddings. We look forward to birthdays. We look forward to lots of different things, as well as places that we go. These are destinations. They're things that we work towards. And our lives are often like that, aren't they? We aim from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. Somewhere where we want to go. And this is normal. This is what everyone does. We have things planned in our life which we're aiming for. But you see, the thing is, what thinking this morning was, if we live from thing to thing, from a birthday to a wedding to Christmas, and we aim for lots of different things, if we just look at the destinations that we're going to, then we miss out on the journey. We miss out on all the things that happen in between the destinations that we aim for. We just pass through that without thinking about it. A little while ago with the adults, I talked about how Simon and I went on a holiday through Europe. And we took 6 weeks and we travelled through lots of different countries. We went to Luxembourg. Has anyone been to Luxembourg? Yes, a few people, not many. Okay. We went to Germany. Anyone? Austria? You could have all come with us. Switzerland? Oh. And France? Oh, okay. Everyone's been on the same journey. And we did that in 6 weeks, and we travelled through lots of different things. And I decided for those 6 weeks that I was going to keep a journal, which is a book where you write in all the things that happened to you. And I'd never done that before, but I thought that I would do it this time. And, you know, it was really good because now if I stand here, what is it, 2 or 3 years later, I could tell you where I went to, the countries that I went to, just like I did. I could tell you some of the highlights, the things that we did that stuck out. But I couldn't tell you all the details of our journey. I couldn't tell you how I felt. I couldn't tell you the days that I thought were brilliant days. I couldn't tell you the days that I thought weren't so good. I couldn't tell you who we saw, places we saw and forgot about. I couldn't tell you that unless I'd written it all in my journal and look back and actually read it. And the other day I read my journal and I realised that actually the journey that we took was really, really good. Not just the places that we saw, but all the things we experienced, the things that we talked about, the things that we felt. It was all very, very exciting and very important because journeys are very important. Do you know there's a saying that there's only two things you can be certain of in life? That you're born at the start of your journey and that you die at the end of your journey or at partway through your journey, some people would say. But I think that although that's true on one level, if we just think, well, there's only two things we're certain of, we're born and we die, then we miss out on experiencing all the journey in between, the good things and the bad things. Now, what I'd like you to do, you should have received one of these. Post-it note, and you should have received a pencil. And what I'd like you to do, just for the next few minutes, I don't know whether Nick might be able to accompany us with some creation.
Possibly.
Or not. I've just thrown that upon him. Mark, I want you to write down either the best journey you've ever been on or the worst journey you've ever been on. Oh, they do finish. Well, you see, I'm sure lots of you have written down different things. We've heard some of them. And I'm sure some of your journeys are really recent ones. Maybe some of you are even going through a journey in your life at the moment that's good or not so good. And you're experiencing it. And you can know what it's like right now. We'll have lots of different journeys. But one thing's for sure, we've all been on a journey, whether it's a short one or a long one, whether it's really memorable or whether it's just a little bit bland. We've all been on lots of different journeys because journeys, as I said, are what make up our life. And journeys were what made up Jesus' life too. If you think about what's in the Bible, I mean, often in church, we focus on Jesus' birth, which we'll be doing soon as it's coming up to Christmas, and Jesus' death and resurrection at Easter. And these are the things that we focus on as churches and that people hear us say a lot. But actually, Jesus lived a life too, and we get glimpses of it in the Bible. But he also lived a life that's not in the Bible, because not everything that he did is written down in all the pages. Jesus had a journey. And without that journey, his birth and his death and his resurrection wouldn't make any sense to anyone. Without the things that he did in between, nothing would make any sense to us today. And the journey for Jesus is just as vital as the journey for us. Because, you know, Jesus didn't just skip through life to get from one important event to another. He didn't just hop from one thing to another and not do anything in between. He didn't just live from event to event. He didn't just spend his life preparing for those important moments which we would read about in the Bible. He didn't just do that, even though that's often what we present as churches. Instead, whether Jesus was tired or happy or full of life or a little bit down or in pain or having fun, whatever Jesus did, whether he was feeling good or not feeling good, he lived each moment. And he lived each moment for one thing, and that was to glorify God, to bring glory to God, so that people would look at Jesus and see what God was like. In every single moment, in every single part of his journey, whether he knew it would be recorded in the Bible for us to read, or whether he knew no one would ever know about that little thing he did. Everything he did to bring glory to God. The journey for Jesus was vitally important. And you know, recently we've been talking a lot about being the people of God here in Cottenham. What are the people of God like here today? And for us, as the people of God today, I also think that the journey is vitally important. Not just the big events that we do, not just the big things we go to, not just the things we prepare for like Christmas and carol services and everything like that, but every part of our journey is important, whether anyone else will see what we do or not. And the question that we need to ask ourselves, I think, today is how do we, as the people of God, live every part of our journey, whether we're happy or sad, whether we're really, really high or quite depressed, whether we're enjoying life or life is awful, how do we live each part of our journey to bring glory to God so that people will look at our lives, whether we're feeling a bit down or feeling great, and look at them and think, I can see God. I can see something different in that person, and I want to know it as well. In every single part of our journey, how do we live today as the people of God in Cottenham to bring glory to the God that we worship on a Sunday?